Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Yeah, hello everyone. This is Adrienne. And welcome, and I'm so glad that we're here on the Psychic Fun House this Friday evening. And, of course, I'm joined by Michael J. Espinoza. Hello, Michael.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, Adrienne.
Hi, yeah. And our other co-host, Mr. Lawrence Birch, is nearby, I'm sure.
Yes, he's taking the escalator up to the 90th floor. He should be here momentarily.
That's fabulous. I'm so glad to hear that.
Lawrence, are you at the door?
I'm in the studio, my friend.
Oh, yeah. There he is.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
I didn't have access to the jet helicopter today, so my skateboard had a flat tire. My apologies.
Oh, man. Well, anyway, you know, I really missed you guys last week.
We missed you.
Thank you. You know, called away for a little business trip out in the Palm Springs area, and it was very hot, and so I'm glad to be back, on the show. And, you know, I was thinking, as always, before anything else, that the legal team, you know, they're very good and want us to always make sure that you know that despite the fact that we are quite professional and well-educated, our show is for educational and entertainment purposes only. So any advice that you may get from any one of us. If you should happen to have a legal issue or a medical issue, we would like you to make sure that you consult a professional in that area. So there's that.
Yep.
And I always like to get that out of the way. And you know, we've got an exciting topic tonight, but you know, before we jump into taking a leap of faith, how about Lawrence? You tell us what's the best contact information for you?
The best contact information for me is direct contact wherever possible. But barring that, you can give me a call or text me at 41-344-7534. My email is givingtree@earthlink.net. I have a Facebook page, Giving Tree Farm Herb Company, and my website is givingtreefarm.com. What about you, Michael? What's a good way to contact you for readings and healings and other magical stuff?
You can reach me through my website at michaeljespinoza.com, or you can send me an email at michael@michaeljespinoza.com, and you can also send a text or just give a phone call at 562-457-0457. How about you, Adrian?
Yeah. You can call me direct at area code 714-376-7289 or look me up on my website, which is ravenmessages.com. And that's probably the most direct way to find me. That's what I'm thinking. So before we take calls and jump right in, do either one of my gentlemen friends have any announcements they would like to make? Anything coming up on your calendars that you would like to share? Lawrence, do you have anything coming up?
Michael has something.
I do. I'm going to be Monday night at Heart Space teaching with my fellow psychic and my fellow psychic friend, Frank Falcon, in Laguna Woods. And you can register for the class and enroll at heartspaceoc.com. We're there every Monday night, 6 to 8 o'clock. And we'd love to have you join us in person or online. You can do it virtually. So that's what's coming up on Monday. What about any of you guys, Lawrence?
Is that the class where you teach people how to levitate, Michael? Because I want to sign up for that.
To levitation. Yeah, oh,
okay.
We're building up to that. Not there.
Keep getting lighter
at the moment, but okay. Right. What is it? Light? Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Yeah. That one always worked in elementary school. So, yeah.
Yes.
Very good. Yeah, I don't have any announcements. I have a garden update. I got all my plants starts in finally just yesterday, so that's good. And
that's
berries. Yeah, berries are coming on. We're going to get blueberries and raspberries and blackberries. So, yum, yum.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. I'll keep sharing the garden report of abundance as season progresses. So,
please do. Please do. Yeah, that's
great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and as for myself,
you
know, I teach a class every Sunday now in Laguna Hills, and this is a kind of metaphysics class. We have a variety of different topics, and it's pretty much open to anybody that is genuinely interested in learning and participating. And it's from 11 until 12:30, so it's an hour and a half. And the cost of that is $40. So that's one of the announcements that I have to make. And, you know, the other, of course, is the Holistic Fair that's coming up the end of the month, last Saturday of the month. And Michael and I are always there. That's in Laguna Woods, and that's through the OC Heart Space organization. So that's all I've got for the immediate time being. So, anyway, I'm kind of looking forward to taking some calls and doing some readings and talking about, you know, what is a leap of faith? And I know for myself, it has been numerous times throughout my life that I have chosen to take action on something without really knowing what the outcome would be. one of the descriptions that I came across for doing those kinds of things, taking a leap of faith, might be described as an act of courage and trust in which someone takes a risk despite an uncertain outcome. And there's been numerous times with making job changes or ending a relationship or getting into a relationship or moving or sometimes, you know, just like little things and sometimes lots of life kinds of changes. And, you know, each and every time I felt that it was, you know, the thing to do. And oftentimes, you know, really just wanted to tune in and listen to my intuition, despite the fact that sometimes I kept thinking, oh, isn't there going to be a sign? Isn't there going to be somebody? Would somebody please just tell me what to do? But, you know, I'd try to get quiet. I'd try to get quiet, and I'd try to get an answer. And I'd get an answer. And I'd go ahead and I'd just go for it, like Nike, just do it. Either yeah. one of you, Michael, have you ever experienced anything like that?
My whole life as I reflect on it. And now I know spirit has always led me, but I didn't know spirit was always there. And, yeah, it was always just taking a leap of faith, but now I know that there that GPS, the internal guidance, was always at work, and I always felt that it was the right decision, but mentally the fear and the thoughts always interfered with that feeling. And I always worried about whether I was going to, you know, make the right decision. So,
That
always interfered.
You know, it's kind of interesting. You know, I'm sure that most all of us have different examples, you know, of those times where we felt like taking action was the thing that we had to do. And yet the very thing that held us back is probably a universal kind of sensation, and that being fear, you know, and that's a whole different topic, because I don't always know that fear is the right adjective, you know. Fear can feel like excitement also, but it's interesting how it serves as a block, you know. Sometimes it's a healthy block, but nevertheless, taking those risks and moving forward, being guided, like you said, you know, it's kind of like, I agree wholeheartedly. I've been guided throughout my entire life. And even when, you know, at times that I went ahead and made a decision to do something and it didn't turn out the way that I had hoped, I believe that I was being guided then, or certainly at least protected. How about you, Lawrence? What comes to your mind?
Well, you know, I have a little story I can share. If we have time, I'll try to keep it brief. I went to, I lived and went to high school on the Monterey Peninsula in California, and a group of my friends from high school went to a swimming hole down near Big Sur one day, one afternoon. It was really hot.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a little waterfall that was kind of impassable without help. And you could only go up through the waterfall, or you could kind of go around, portage around it, which was pretty risky because it was there really wasn't a path. It was just kind of a cliff. And a couple of my friends and I made it up through the waterfall, and and nobody else wanted to go that route. So I jumped back into water, and I was like, well, maybe I can, you know, pioneer a land route, basically. So so I started climbing up the side of this cliff, and I got some handholds, and things seemed to be going pretty well. And then I got about halfway through, and I couldn't find another handhold or foothold to go forward. And I was starting to lose the grip that I had on the foothold and the handhold that I had. And on top of it, my legs started to cramp up and shake. Pretty strained positions for too long, you know, and so I was looking at falling. And if I fell, I probably would have been hurt. It wasn't life-threatening, but I could have been bruised up pretty good. So I started to kind of freak out, and because I couldn't go backwards and I couldn't go forwards. There's no place for me to go. I was totally stuck. At least that's what it felt like. And I spent about, you know, what felt like forever, it was probably just a few minutes, frantically looking for, you know, a place I could grab onto for safety, and there just wasn't anything. So finally, I just went, you know what, I'm going to fall, and there's nothing I can do about it. So I just relaxed, and I gave up. I remember telling myself, okay, I'm just going to give up. I'm going to fall. And right when I did that, I looked over to my right, and there was a handhold, and I grabbed for it, and then a foothold and a toehold, and then I kept going and kept going, and I got through the rest of it, and I was able to get down just fine. I thought it was pretty interesting, you know. So that, you know, that leap of faith can show up when you least expect it, and I think the other thing that happens is, you know, it's kind of a metaphor for getting into ourselves, boxing ourselves into a corner, and then feeling like there's no way out. And that's all we focus on is the problem. And we don't leave any room for the solution to arise. And we're able to calm our minds. You know, Michael and I were talking about that last week, just taking a deep breath and backing up a little bit and giving space for, however you want to put it, your guides, guardian angels, you know, a solution, your brain to show up and finally create a bridge between the problem and solution can really, you know, then it can really show up, you know, but when you're angst out and really freaked out, you can't hear anything and you're not going to be able to see what the solution is, even when it's right in front of you. So.
Isn't that the truth? First of all, let me just comment. That's an amazing story. Wow. Thank goodness you found, something to hang on to and step on. Wow. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Woo.
It's an amazing story of black and, you know, characteristic of a lot of my life, but
Well, you know, I know for myself, I think it'd be very fair to say that I have been a risk taker my entire life, and quite honestly, I don't believe that I would have had it any other way. You know, despite the mistakes that I've made, I've always either learned from something or, you know, succeeded and reached goals. And, I think when I was younger, maybe some of the risks were a little bit more impulsive. I'd like to think as I have matured, I think things through and I take more or better calculated risk. But nevertheless, I don't think I'd have it. I don't think I'd have it any other way. I don't think I could, really. But So I know that as, you know, we were programming this particular show, I was also thinking about, you know, whether or not prayer or spiritual practices can be looked at as an act of faith, you know, also because, like a leap of faith, because we really don't, you know, unless you're really connected, it especially initially, it's a little challenging. And I was just wondering anything about that that you would like to comment on before we go to the phones in terms of spiritual practice and how that works with courage, I guess, with facing making decisions, facing taking that leap of faith. Anything about that spiritual practice?
Courage. That's all I need is a little courage. Let's think of the Cowardly Lion.
That's right. I know for myself, you know, as you were talking about learning to quiet the mind and, you know, step back, if you will, you know, from your fears, from my fears, from obsessive thinking sometimes. Just that pause, you know, is enough to provide, you know, great reflection and understanding. Also that opportunity for, you know, spirit guides to do their thing. So anyhow, I think we could probably take a look at the callers that are calling in, and if you guys are ready, maybe we can do that.
Yes,
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
All right. Let's see. So we have some different callers, and it looks like we have the first caller is from area code 910. So hello, area code 910. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Keisha and I'm calling from South Dakota.
Hi, Keisha.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Keisha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hi, Keisha.
Hey. Glad that you called. What's going on? What are you thinking about with this particular topic, taking a leap of faith? Are you in the process of doing it or thinking about it or what's going on?
Yeah, I guess I am about to. There are actually a couple of things in my life that I would like to, I don't know about the other one. I'm kind of scared to take a leap of faith in some parts of, but I think I'm going to have to eventually make a decision to whether or not I'm going to go ahead with it or not. So, but it's one that I think is coming up, and I think I'm just going to go ahead and do it. Even though, I mean, I don't feel one way or another, but I think maybe I need to go ahead and just keep on with my journey. So I don't know. If you feel like it, you know, you just take the chance. Especially if there's like a lot of red flags in your life at that moment, you know. And you see something that, you know, that kinda something might stick out to you or whatever, or you might get some little nudge from the universe. You know, maybe you should take the chance to kind of, you know, take that chance and jump on, you know, the next opportunity that comes by, you know.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, it's really your choice, because I think either way, you have your pros and your cons. But so it's just, you know, where you're at that moment within your own confidence, I guess, where you're at. And in order to make such decisions. So But I think, you know, like I said, if you start seeing some red flags and stuff going on, and it looks like the universe is trying to get you to move somewhere else. So maybe you should just go ahead and just trust the intuition and just take that leap. I don't know.
Love that. Yeah. That's what we're talking about. So let me ask you just real quick, Keisha, is there a recent example of how that's worked in your life?
I mean, like, my life is always like a cycle of me starting over. So, and I don't know if it's good or bad. I don't feel it has really, it really hasn't worked out for me. But, I never really fell down. As long as I kept it moving, I always kept my head a little bit above water. So I don't know if it's that good or bad, or if I should have stayed or not. But I'm always the one that will take the least faith and keep on moving. But sometimes it's a lot of security in seeing where you're at as well. And you see people, they build, you know, lives off of, you know, just seeing where you're at and just dealing with the red flags and turn those red flags into green. However they do it, I don't know. Maybe they move to, you know, I don't know how they do it, you know, but some people, they just build in certain, and you know, how to jump over certain obstacles in life, and they keep going. And I think if you do learn that, that's great, because then you become more stable, and, you know, you kind of flourish, you know. So, what is that saying? A tree without roots don't grow. So I don't know. Like, but it hasn't really, I mean, it, to me, it really hasn't. But I haven't, but I'm not really a person that will put up a lot of BS. If I start seeing some red flags, I'll start thinking about, oh, see, this is not going to work. One of us has to go. Usually I'm the one, I will put my shoes on and walk away. Because when I try to get rid of a problem, it backfires on me. So I'm the one that always ends up walking. But like I said, mm-hmm. Sometimes I've kind of hit rock bottom, but I never really, really, really am considered rock bottom. You know, somehow I always kind of kept myself above water, like I said. I don't know. It's just a perspective of life. I don't know, you know. So.
Well, I sure appreciate you calling. Now, I just wanna kind of circle back here and just ask you: was there anything in particular that you wanted to ask us, or did you just wanna just make?
I don't know. Are you doing psychic calls? I had called to see if I could ask a question. A psychic question.
Yeah, well, please do.
Oh. Okay, how about love? What do you see in terms of my love life?
Can you be a little more specific, Keisha?
You see anybody new coming into my life?
Okay, thank you.
Well, Keisha, so this is Adrian still, and I think that the feeling that I have is that there is somebody currently in your life, somebody that has just recently come in, and I think that what I'm seeing and what I'm feeling is that someone has recently come into your life, has not fully gotten your attention yet, but will soon. And you may be a little unsure to begin with. but I'm also getting that the beginning of your new friendship or acquaintance, once you recognize that person, could be quite exciting. That's what I was getting.
Okay, cool.
Michael, Lawrence?
This is Michael, Keisha. And the thing I'm getting, very similar, I feel somebody coming to you soon. To me, it feels like mid to late summer. So, you know, that's very shortly. But what I was also seeing and feeling is that it looks like it. I see and feel that you need to get yourself out there more to connect with, I guess, some social groups or activity groups or something like that. Get yourself out where you're connecting with people. Okay? I think he's going to be the Domino's delivery guy. And, yeah, it's somebody in a social group.
But I already know him, huh?
Okay.
All right.
Got you. Lauren?
Hey, Keisha.
Hey.
You know, I was just kind of getting some information about you and your relationships, your love life, and all that. And it was really kind of challenging to tune in on things. You know, what I was getting was that you're rather a complex person emotionally and romantically, and relationships for you are they're really important, they're really significant, like most of us. But I think for you, you invest a lot of yourself in them. And the other sense I got was that you had a pretty pretty big heartbreak. I don't know how long ago it was, but I got the sense that there's still some residue of that left behind in your psyche or in your heart that hasn't really healed completely yet. You know, I don't know if any of this is applicable or not, but if that's the case, what I would recommend is that you maybe sit with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you maybe sit with that feeling of, you know, whether it was a betrayal thing or a loss or whatever it was that kind of broke your heart, and just ask your heart to talk to you and also come up with a plan for how best you're going to heal that rupture, you know, put the pieces back together. You know, I've been watching a show, and there's a Japanese concept of, I think it's called Katsugi or Tetsugi. I may be mispronouncing it, but it's when things are broken, especially if it's a ceramic piece, but it can be almost anything. And they, instead of throwing that piece away, if it's something that really holds meaning, that culture will take the piece and they'll glue it back together and line the broken cracks with gold. So instead of a broken piece, now you've got something that's got even more beauty to it because you cared enough to put it back together and gave it this repair job of pure gold. So maybe keep that image in mind when you're, you know, doing some meditation or getting still within yourself about the heart issue, because I think this is a hurdle for you that has a lot of meaning, and if you're able to go into it and recover the parts of yourself that you've kind of lost touch with, it's going to really make a difference dynamically for the future relationship that you have coming into your love life. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck. Yeah. Let us know how.
Thank you so much. All right, I will. All right, you guys stay blessed. You have a good night. Bye bye.
All right, Keisha. Thank you so much for calling.
No problem.
Bye bye.
Talk to you soon. Yeah. All right. So our next caller here is going to be from area code 805. Hello, area code 805.
Hi, good evening. This is Donna in California, Santa Barbara. How are you?
Hi, Donna.
Good. Good.
Hi,
Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
How's Santa Barbara?
Well, you know, it's a beautiful place with mountains and ocean, and it's just lovely. But it's been kind of overcast every day for the last couple of days, so we're waiting for the summer to step upon us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad that you called. And So how can we be of assistance to you?
6 weeks ago, I went to the beach and I'm standing there. The water's gray. It's windy. You can't walk on the beach because the tide's up too high. But I looked out at the sky and I've never felt this feeling of such wholeness and joy and peacefulness, and it's like the whole world opened up to me in grand coming my way, whether it's a partner or a windfall or something, because, you know, I go on my feelings and my experiences, and I have never, ever felt that before in my entire life.
Mm.
So I wanted to know what you were picking up, please.
I love that. You know, I love that. Michael, do you want to jump in with that? Okay.
Hi, Michael.
Or Lawrence?
Hi. Donna, was it?
Hi.
The thing I was getting was Spirit was showing me it was kind of like you connected with Spirit. And
oh,
it
okay.
was like a... taking these walks, it's almost like it is meditative. And you were tuning into nature, but also to Spirit. And it was like you got to that space when those of us that meditate, you know, feel connected. And that's what you were feeling. But you did it in a different way through a meditative walk, I'll say. And, they're encouraging you to continue to do this.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I wanted to ask you, I thought it was like an epiphany or something, but do you see a partner coming in for me soon? Because, I'd like to share my life with a male companion.
Donna. Yeah, this is Adrienne, and
oh,
hi there. I wanted to comment on what Michael had said to you, because I got that same impression that feeling that you had that came over you of like the universe opening up. That's a very powerful kind of experience and feelings, associated with that. And oftentimes I have heard people express, you know, being in the presence of Spirit when that happens, or, an angelic being. Or even just receiving an awareness of the great love that is there for you, that the universe or Spirit has for you. And so it's kind of like, yes, indeed, you were in the presence of that. And it's very powerful. That's very, very powerful. You asked about a partner.
Uh-huh.
And what I get right now for you is that the universe, the universe is desiring you to dig deeper with the relationship with your spiritual understanding and the spiritual world, and that be more of a focus for you as far as relationship is concerned. That's the feeling that I got. And it's not necessarily a particular man coming into your life, but more about your spiritual understanding, your spiritual relationship. Of course, everything is spiritual. That's how what I believe personally. But
yeah.
It's about you, you know, developing and cultivating, you know, that true understanding, that true walk, if you will. That's what I got.
The Course of Miracles too. I'm doing the Course of Miracles. And,
okay.
It seems to be really good because now I'm listening to the whispers inside of me, and it's like
all
a
right.
knowing. Yeah, so it makes mm-hmm. sense, the spirituality of it all.
That's lovely. Let's check with Lawrence and see if Lawrence has
okay.
Something he'd like to contribute to you.
Okay.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Lawrence.
I'm encouraged to hear that you're, you know, doing the Course in Miracles work, because what was being offered to you through my guides was that state that you were in down by the high tide beach. I think it's if it's something that you can you know, begin to put yourself in or conjure up for yourself more consistently, I think that's going to be a place of tremendous power and resource for you. To get in that state and then put the questions that you have about your life or whatever is of significance mm-hmm. to you into that state of being and let your partnership with the universe explore the story about them and come back and let you know what the answers are for you. Particularly, I think, with this quest for a partner, I think you have a real potential to get yourself in that, you know, kind of ecstatic state and then ask for a vision of what your life could be like with another person. So, and what comes up, you know, just be open to it. And I think one of the biggest things to really remember when you're in that state and information starts flowing back to you is to not edit anything, just be a blank slate and record everything and worry about, you know, figuring it all out after the download happens, I guess, because you don't want to shut off the flow. But how does that sound as an option?
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think you could probably be on the show with the three of us. You know, you definitely have a lot of skills and latent, you know, powers, what I would call it, to develop.
Yeah.
And I think the more you do that, the more you're going to, you know, just really flower with the results. So I want to encourage you to do that.
Yeah. Okay. Wonderful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you're
I'll
welcome.
Do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I love that. It's just really perfect and timely for the topic of taking a leap of faith, Donna. You know, it's kind of what's happening with you. It's great.
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Take that leap
yeah.
of faith. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, very good.
Okay. Thank
all
you.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, thanks again for calling, and we will we'll be talking to you hopefully again. Check in with us, please. And listen, make sure, you know, go to we're on all the major platforms, so you can like us and love us and follow us, please. Okay. So let's go to our next caller, area code 843. Hello, 843. This is Adrian at the Psychic Fun House. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Adrian. My name is Benita. How are you?
I'm good. What was your name again? I'm so sorry.
It's Benita.
Benita?
Oh,
okay. Hi, Benita.
Hello. Right, like Benita Springs.
Hi.
Hi, very good.
Benita Springs.
So glad that you called in. And, you know, here we are. We're talking about taking leaps of faith and we've had some wonderful callers. What can we help you with tonight?
Well, I'd like to see if you can see anything for me as far as finding a place to live. We're talking about taking a leap of faith. My boyfriend and I are separating, so at this point in time, I have absolutely no idea where I'm going, whether I'm moving to a different state or what. So do you see anything, me moving anywhere, like in an apartment or house or?
Let's see. We'll certainly check in with our co-host here, but as you were talking, the feeling that I have is that you may indeed move, but I am not having a feel that it would be any great distance away. Perhaps nearby, actually, within a short radius of where you currently are. And I'm getting that it would be a smaller, like, studio, is what I was getting, and something that feels safe and secure and manageable. That's kind of what I was getting. No major moves, not a major move at this moment. That's what I was getting. Now, I'd be curious to see what Michael might have picked up. Let's ask him. Did you get anything, Michael?
This is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
I certainly did. Hi, Benita. So I was getting the guides are actually working on this with you right now. Feel anything that's super firm? I will agree with Adrian. I don't think you're moving really far. It will be nearby somewhere. Not like the next block over or anything like that. But, you know, maybe a mile or two away. Something like that. But it just feels like, thank you, like everything's going to change for you. It feels, you know, like your living situation's going to change. Feels like your job situation's going to change. I just kind of get everything is going to change. Or everything is starting to change. And it doesn't mean it's for the bad. I think it's all going to be for the good. And once you get to the other side of it all, you will appreciate all of it. I think you will be pleasantly surprised at how good it's going to feel, the change. It might not feel like that right now, but they're working on it with you, okay, and for you.
Thank you. I did start a new job, so that is, it did, but because I did start a new job, I've been there about a week, so that's great.
Uh-huh. Okay, great. All right, let's ask
Yeah.
The shamanic birch, or, if he has anything.
Okay.
Hi, Benita.
Hi.
You know, a couple things came up for me when my colleagues were speaking with you. And I think you mentioned at the beginning, so we'll talk about that first. So you mentioned like couch surfing, and I think it might be a good idea to prepare for that as a possibility. I guess I saw you, there's an urgency, I think, to what you are wanting to do physically, just to get in a new space. And it may, you may have to kind of bridge that with, depending upon the kindness of friends, hopefully not strangers, because you don't want to do that these days, but there's people that wouldn't mind you staying with them, you know, whether it's for a few days or a few weeks or something, while you, you know, figure out your next, home space, you know, if you're open to that. The other thing is kind of to piggyback off what Michael was talking about. You know, I think there's a tremendous ferment within you that's really even more significant than the outward environment that you're wanting to change. The movement that's really happening that's of the largest significance is your reassessment of yourself, maybe even some deeply held beliefs or values that you kind of just absorb, either because that was how you were raised, or that's what you were taught, or that's what you thought you should believe. But I think you've kind of poked your head up above the clouds, and you've seen, you know, a whole new vista, and it's kind of encouraged you to really reconsider your position on a whole bunch of things. So I think the summer is going to be one of exploration and reconsideration for you in terms of your own personal belief systems and just how you see yourself in the world. And it might be kind of scary or painful, and those are actually, you know, you don't want it to be really bad, but growth, and, you know, that's significant often is uncomfortable at a minimum and can't even be painful, but, you know, it doesn't come without healing and a good reason for it. So I would just, you know, be open to that, and as much as possible welcome it, because it's a sign that you're evolving in ways that maybe you didn't expect, but that are exactly what you need in terms of real significant movement. So
do you see me definitely separating from my boyfriend?
I, you know, when I was seeing the movement, you were not with anybody else, so you can take from that what you will, mm-hmm. by yourself. So.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. You know, Bonita, I wanted to ask you a question about, you know, taking a leap of faith, and, It seems like, indeed, you know, you are right there. And I'm curious as to how taking a leap of faith has worked for you throughout your life, because I believe that similar to what Lawrence was talking about, that my sense is that this is not really like the first time that you've been in like kind of like a crossroads, you know, where you're contemplating several different things, looking at different things. And so I'm mm-hmm. wondering about in your past, you know, what have you learned about taking a leap of faith, and where are you at with that now, that idea?
Well, usually what I do when I have a major decision to make, sometimes I may fast, sometimes I may not, but I go within, like you said before, you know, I go within to that quiet spot, to that quiet place. And I ask, you know, I raise my vibrations and I ask the questions. And if I'm quiet, sometimes the questions will, I mean, the answers will come. Sometimes they may come throughout the day, or through any way, like a person can walk into the office and they'll just give me that piece of information that I needed, that I asked for, unbeknownst to them. They were answering my request. So I really depend on my spirit guides. I really depend on my inner. That's how I've you know, worked with spirit all my life.
Yeah. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah, very good. Well, they're certainly working with you and trying to guide you, and certainly there for you. Thank you for sharing that. I'm glad to hear it. So, please keep us, in mind as every Friday night comes up and you want to hear, you know, some interesting topics and fabulous insights. And please tell a friend, okay? We'll talk to you again. And thanks a lot for calling, Vanita. All right. Oh, very good. Well, I think we are pretty much out of time. Let's take a few minutes here and let's see here. So let's go over a couple of things, like, Michael, how do we get in touch with you? How do the callers reach you if they want to schedule a mediumship reading with you or a psychic intuitive reading? How do they reach you?
You can go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com, and schedule a healing or a reading with me there. You can also call or text me at 562-457-0457 or send me an email at michael@michaeljespinoza.com. How about you, Sir Lawrence?
Sir Lawrence? Yes. You can call me. You can text me. You can send me photos of plant life where you're at. 541-344-7534. My email is givingtree@earthlink.net. My website is givingtreefarm.com. And my Meta account is givingtreefarm Earth Company. So, how about you, Adrian? What's the best way to find you and get some of your magic?
Well, thank you for asking. And certainly, the best way to reach me, I think, go to my website at ravenmessages.com. You can find information about how to contact me. You'll find information regarding the fees for private readings, as well as a lot of events are listed there. So you can do that, or you can call me, send me a text at area code 714-376-7289. So anyway, I'm so glad that we were all available tonight and had an interesting group of callers and a good topic. So with that, I do believe it's time to sign off and say goodbye until next week, 6 o'clock. And do we have any idea about next week's show?
We have
okay.
no idea, except it's our annual Father's Day show, so we'll be doing something in that thing. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Very good. All right, then. Well, thanks so much, everybody, for calling in and listening and being a part of our Friday night. And we will look forward to speaking with you next week. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Bye. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
Bye.